This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
Yeah, So from it's the beginning to look a lot like Christmas department, there are a lot of places today that are without power. You know, I've been talking here in the Northeast about how long it's taken for the leaves to come off the trees. Because we had so much rain, trees were all healthy. I still have, I look out my window here in my studio and still see lots of leaves on the trees. But there's a big, heavy snowstorm that came across New York and up into northern New England, and it has knocked out the power lines to thousands, tens of thousands of people. Because there's still leaves on the trees, and the leaves get heavy with the snow. It's a heavy, wet snow, and it knocks out the power. There was a, because of the power lines coming down, a propane truck to avoid the wires in the road went off the road and crashed and exploded in Vermont. Yeah. And so because of that, they had to order the evacuation of a couple of different towns and the schools that were in these towns. They blocked off the road on either end for a mile. Firefighters, basically, the thing was so hot that they couldn't put it out, so they just let it burn itself out. But imagine this sort of a problem. And, you know, tens of thousands of homes and businesses in Vermont and over in Maine, New Hampshire, were without electricity because the trees and the branches that had that heavy, wet snow on them knocked out the power lines. This is another example of short-sightedness on the part of the power companies. All electric should be in Europe. It's all below the ground, all of it. In my development that I'm doing down the road, everything's underground. Nothing. You won't see anything. And that's the way it ought to be. But these companies are so cheap that they don't, you know, they say it would cost billions and billions to do it. Okay, well, how much does it cost you to have to work on the infrastructure every year? I'm sure it's less, and that's why they keep doing it that way. But let's see here. Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, New York. This is the first big winter storm of the season, 8 inches in some places up north. We didn't get any snow down here in southern New England. But
No sledding yet.
Nope, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and that's what it is. All right, so let's say hi to Nick Bianco. Hello there, Nick. Hi. Welcome.
Hi, it was 86 degrees yesterday here in Vero Beach.
So why don't you come down? We're getting a lot of reports from Vero Beach today. That's kind of cool. Yes, 86 degrees and a nice place to be. The thing about Florida, I compare and contrast California because I spend a lot of time there in the winter because my children are there. But Florida, I have spent a great deal of time. My father, when my mother got sick in the 60s, bought a little place on Singer Island, and we had a presence there for years and years and years. And I did mornings on a station in Palm Beach for a couple of years in the mid-80s. So I know the area cold, and I like the area. As a matter of fact, when you go north, like Jupiter was an expansion from Palm Beach, and now you go up into Vero Beach. There's something very special. I can't put my finger on it. But when you get off of 95 and you head in to Vero Beach, there's something about being there that is very unique.
Say it again. tropics begin and Vero Beach.
Tropics. Well, that's where that comes across from England that influences the weather hits Florida at up in Daytona, I believe. And what's the thing that comes across? Yeah, anyway. Well, it influences the weather. So, at any rate, you've picked a CD or an LP. What are you going to?
CD. I can listen to your outside.
There you go.
Listen to it outside. I'm on a patio.
Yep. Well, enjoy that and enjoy the Christmas season. Enjoy your family. Happy to have you as a listener. Nick, hold on just a second and James will talk to you. And we move back you're welcome. Thank you. So, we're looking at the end of the year. Jay and I are thinking about what are we going to do for Christmas here on the program and what are we going to do for New Year's. We've planned out a number of things already that we're going to do for Christmas Day and New Year's Day. As the year ends, I started talking last week about one of the dictionaries, and I've noticed that most of the dictionary publishers now are releasing their words, the new words for the year. And I always find this interesting because when I look at them, I think, do I use this in my vocabulary?
Mm-hmm.
I think last week we were talking about Merriam-Webster using authentic, right? Wasn't that the word?
Yeah, that was their word of the year. And then they went through a list of the other words of pretty much what people were searching and Googling or just happened to be part of whatever they were putting online.
The Cambridge Dictionary, which is an English dictionary, says that the most used new word is AI. It's not even a word, is it? Is AI
a word? Yeah, the acronym has pretty much become a word. And it's been around since, good grief, how long has AI been around? And there's a movie from, the early aughts that was called AI?
Yep, there is, yeah. iRobot, that kind of stuff. Hey. All right, the modern version of what's going on at Christmas with Santa Claus, actually, this movie came out, I think, about 20 years ago. It was Elf with Will Ferrell, and a lot of people think it's very funny. A lot of people like to see that to start out the Christmas season. Do you have a favorite Christmas music?
I have a few. Elf is definitely up there. I like Love is Actually. It? Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, that really hits the spot. The stories are so great in there. It's just fabulous.
Yeah, there's another one. It's an old one. It's from the 90s, All I Want for Christmas. It's Thora Birch and, I can't remember his name. He went by Ethan Randall, and then he changed it to Ethan something else. He was in Empire Records. Do you know who I'm talking about, either of you? Well, anyway, it's a really cute movie where two kids try to get their parents back together.
Oh, yeah, okay. Remember that. Yep. Okay. The former president of the United States, Mr. Trump, is all over the place as usual. He said some things. I don't normally concentrate on this, but some of this just kind of like it's getting slapped. He says that 2024 is the final battle. Either they win or we win. Do you realize how destructive?
It's the final countdown.
Well, but, you know, he says our country is going to hell. Well,
kind of is.
In a manner of speaking, yeah, there's some relevance and accuracy to that statement. But is his way the way to fix? Is all that intensified rhetoric, the apocalypse and all the things, is that the way to win a campaign? He claimed, quote, the blood-soaked streets of our once great cities are cesspools of violent crimes. Yeah, there's something to be said for that in some of the big cities. Yep. What I'm doing here is taking apart some of the things that the news media is saying about what he is saying. And then, you know, but then when he goes too far, like he says, Joe Biden is the enemy of the state. Nah. When he can't come up with something, he makes fun of people. He's, you know, but then the news media doesn't want to
do.
Yep. Well, the news media that doesn't want him to have his next day or another day you know, they keep going back over the old stuff that he said. And then they come up with some of the new threats and some of the stories that he's talking about. It's just, it seems to me that, and again, you look at these two guys, and is this all, I've repeated this 100 times and I've said it once, is this the best we can do? Are these the best people that we have, the opportunity, or is it just that we've been so overtaken by politics that we don't understand what the simple rules of government are, the simple rules of decency are, the simple rules of democracy are? We just don't. They're all jumbled up. It's a mess. It's a mess. So I try to stay away from Trump as much as possible, but I look at some of these things and I see how they're covered. I see how
He's not the only one. More and more people are getting vocal, and it seems like more and more, there's just more and more open hate anymore.
Yep.
People are, adults are acting like children, calling each other names. There's this rhetoric of, I'm right, you're wrong, hush up, nanny, nanny, doo-doo head. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It absolutely is absurd. And I always question with, was it this bad prior to the pandemic, or was it shutting everything down? Some people thrived during the pandemic. Some people didn't know what to do with themselves, and it seems like there's a lot more angst and animosity from one human to the next human, that once everybody started coming back out of their homes.
Yeah.
It's like we just need a national state of therapy, almost. Like, everybody needs to go to counseling, and it should be paid by the government, because everybody really needs it.
That's an idea. Let me go back to the weather for a second, because I was on the East Coast. I didn't talk about the West Coast, where there's a huge atmospheric river that many of the people who listen to this program over the northwestern part of our country will be influenced by. Heavy, heavy rain, lots of flood risks. Actually, it starts in the Pacific Northwest, and it's going, the heavy rainfall will bring some snow to the higher elevations in Utah and Colorado. A big snowstorm there in the last 24 hours. So, yep, it's that time of year, boys and girls. December 5th on the radio at 18 after on the Good Day Show.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus. Plus, a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program brought to you in part by where am I going with this, Jay?
O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Yes, all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need. Get it fast from the professional parts people parked at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Got it? Get it. Okay, so in our social media spotlight, trending celebrity news focusing on Lana Del Rey. So for the unwashed, Jay, would you please tell us all who Lana Del Rey is?
She's a musician. She is fantastic. She's kind of like on the alternative side of things. Some slower songs, but still high energy. Her own festivals, or not her own festivals. She's been doing music festivals. She just recently, over the summer, was a headliner for Glastonbury.
Right. And there was something that happened over there that we'll talk about for a moment or two. When you get to know, we'll have a little Lana Del Rey music, so you can kind of put, maybe you heard the song. You'll be, oh, yeah, I know that song, and now I know who she is right after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go head in haste, nothing on my skin, that's my new place, nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clear skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
So Lana Del Rey apparently was performing at the Glastonbury Music Festival, which, by the way, in case you don't remember from A Star is Born, the performance that was done live before an audience by Bradley Cooper and Gaga was actually done at Glastonbury. And it did one take. That was it. It was the real McCoy.
That's awesome.
It was really awesome. So anyway, this experience with Lana Del Rey, she started late Was that her fault or their fault because the other performers were just running late?
No, it was her fault. She started 30 minutes late because she was still in hair and makeup. She was getting her hair done all, like, really big, beauty queen style. And it took longer than she expected, so she started 30 minutes late. And she even acknowledged that she had heard of curfews before, but didn't realize that it was one of those things of like, oh, no, they cut,
the
sound. Yeah, they cut the monitors and everything, the screens. Everything goes dark. And so she only got to perform 15 songs out of her 20-song set. But what was really cool that came out of it was that her fans, everybody who was there, after the song that she was singing got cut, I can't recall what it was. Oh, it was White Mustang. Everybody started singing her first hit, a cappella, the crowd, and then she joined in. So it became this massive sing-along of video games.
Mm-hmm. Well, so she got something out of it. She got a lot of attention out of it. I frankly didn't know who she was until I saw this. And now I know the rest of the story. So
at least she's owning it, because it is one of those things that if you, especially at a festival, if you have a set and the time to go on, it is so rude to keep people waiting. I understand if maybe like you were flying in from something and travel got cut and all of that and you had to rush in or that's why you were late. But there have been so many times, especially at these festivals, where people are late. And I'm not just saying like 10 minutes late. Late. 90 minutes.
What are they trying to prove? It's kind of arrogant.
It is. But she owned it and apologized and said it was awful.
All right, 28 after. This is the Good Day program.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Doug Stephan here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 8.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli and Hamas are in some of the fiercest fighting of the two-month-old war, including room-to-room. Israel launched its offensive in the south while trying to finish its operations around Gaza City. The Israeli military has cornered Hamas fighters in two of their last strongholds in the northern Gaza Strip and the city of Jabalia, immediately to the north. Four Republican presidential hopefuls will take the stage tomorrow night for the fourth GOP primary debate. It will be the smallest debate stage yet and comes just over a month away from the Iowa caucuses. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie all qualify for the debate in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The debate will be broadcast or streamed on all News Nation platforms. It will also be streamed live on Rumble. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen Fisher. This is my Gramps' radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Enjoy all of our quasi Christmas stuff and our daily program, the podcast, as well as Good Day Download. We'll have all these Christmas things and stories about Christmas that will be featured every day, along with whatever else is going on in the world. And speaking of what's going on in the world, the situation in Israel, we'll talk to Uri Geller, who's there in Tel Aviv, in a few moments about a number of things that are happening there. Meanwhile, here's our Christmas story for this half hour, Jay. A woman discovered a possum hiding in her Christmas tree.
Ew.
Obviously,
what do you do?
Left in
what
shock.
Do you even do?
Not easy. Well, it depends on where the tree is. Close to the door.
You shoo him out.
There's a video of how she found the possum hiding in her snow. Well, there's, you know, a lot of people put the false snow up, and the tree was all decorated with the baubles, bangles, and beads. But if you look at this video, the animal is seen perched in the branches in the middle of the tree. And she gets this on film, and she says, "I'm freaking out. I have no idea how this possum got into my house and into my tree."
Even with the tree.
It's probably
in the tree while she was decorating the whole time.
Right. She says, "Not only my door is open, I think she lost it. I think you're right. Probably came in with the tree." Possums aren't dangerous. They're just not, they're kind of weird looking, and they're not too desirable as a pet.
They're great to eat ticks.
Yeah, they eat a lot of that. Yeah, they're scavengers. Anyway, so she says, if you look at the video, "Hey, little buddy, how'd you get into my house? And how'd you get into my tree? You're really cute, but I don't know what to do." Anyway, somebody came in and removed it from her house. But she saw it because apparently it sneezed, and she kept looking in the tree, and that's where she saw it. So I can't imagine. She's got dogs, and she has a cat, so I don't understand how it took that long. The noses of the dogs must be plugged up with something,
because
they'd go, if it was Daisy, she'd be knocking that tree over to get at that possum. So anyway, yeah, it'd be kind of shocking to see something like that. Any little, you know, varmint, a rat, one, you know, a skunk, something like that, wandering around your house. No! So,
oh, that poor thing had to have been so frightened. Poor possum buddy.
Apparently she was the one who captured it. She put gloves on and she grabbed it and tried to pull it out of the tree. And the possum was holding on for dear life. She tried and tried, and she finally fed it a little bit. And then it gave in, and so she got the possum out of her house. But, wowie zowie. Look out. What's in your Christmas tree? You got your Christmas tree put up? Well, that'd be nice. It'd be good to have the tree up and looking good. When you're planning what to do with your Christmas gifting, or when you're thinking about Christmas trips, or thinking about what are we going to do between Christmas and New Year's, that sort of thing, think about where you're going and the trip. And then think about if you have if you're taking a trip and thinking about what you're looking for. Are you looking for happiness this Christmas, or are you looking for sorrow? Some people get very sad. They get morose. They get depressed, because Christmas, even though it means the best to many, if not most of us, it doesn't mean that for everybody. And so I wonder if it's possible. Easier said than done, I realize. But if you're so ensconced in sorrow, maybe there's a way you can find a light. Maybe there's a way you can find a path to joy. I know it's easier said than done. Listen, we've all been there and done that. You've got to do this. Okay, well, tell me, how do I do that? And that's where the real challenge is. How do you get yourself out of? And I will tell you that my secret to it is to talk to a couple of people that I trust. When this weekend I was really depressed about some stuff going on, because I got a lot of things going on, and things don't go right. Sometimes you start, well, what do we do to fix that? Or how do we fix it? Or can we fix it? And so it gets into your head. And I made a couple of phone calls, and I felt better. And as it turned out, what I was concerned about, my old friend Meredith used to tell me that worrying was just a prayer for what you don't want, because 99% of what you worry about never comes to fruition anyway, right? And that's true.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
So don't let it bug you. Story from the Bahamas today about a woman attacked by a shark, and she's no longer with us. How many of these stories have we had this year? And it's just amazing. This woman and a member of the family were paddleboarding out at a resort, and they were about a mile off the shore, and the shark came right up to her and bit her leg off, and she bled to death. And there's no way they could get to her fast enough. This woman happened to have been from Boston, too, as it turns out. down there. It is, you know.
Yeah. There is no way to tourniquet around her. That's awful.
No. No. And it's no, it's not even, you don't really know, you know, they have in the Bahamas, their whole existence is tourism. So they have to keep an eye out for these sorts of things. They have helicopters flying all over the place looking for these sorts of problems, and they have boats out there looking. They didn't, CPR was administered to this victim, but she had such serious injuries. Basically, the shark ate the right side of her body. Stated. So, man. If you're going away, if you're taking a trip, I shouldn't chuckle about it, but, you know, yeah, right.
Go snowboarding.
Go someplace. Yeah. Go someplace. All right, Uri joins us in a moment. Don't forget about the special deals going on now. For those of you who want to lose weight and keep it off, Calitrin has the secret. It's not really a secret at all. Everybody listens to this program and knows about Calitrin. In fact, it's scientifically proven to work. Weight loss, keep the weight off. It'll change your life, get your energy back. You'll look better. You'll feel better. Everything works better. Your digestion is better. Okay, so I can go on and on and on. Go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, and see what the movement is all about. And then when you listen, Elizabeth's doing her promotional stuff now, Elizabeth Miller for Calitrin, and one of the things she's highlighting are the special deals for Christmas, end-of-the-year things. Buy one, get one free. Buy two, buy three, buy four, whatever it is. Get that 90-day supply and get on the program. And, you know, it's not too late to become defensive instead of offensive. The offensive is after you gain the weight, you try to lose it. Defensive is to keep yourself from gaining as much by going on the Calitrin program. It's very easy to do. Toploss.com. That's the website. When you check out, use the discount code Doug and get free shipping and the best deals. That's Calitrin, the natural way to lose weight at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Coming up about 44 after the hour here on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with my good friend Uri Geller, one of my best friends, in fact. He lives in Israel, is well known around the world, quite the motivator, if you will. And so I like to get, and certainly in the circumstances we find ourselves in right now today, where your country is pressing the offensive in Gaza. You want to tell us about what you've experienced there this morning in Tel Aviv and what the general mantra is as far as the war is concerned.
Okay, so it's not what I experienced this morning. It's what we experienced about 8 minutes ago. Talk about surrealism. Just about 8 minutes ago, there were red alerts, which means that missiles were coming into Israel. But the system knows where they are going, where they're flying to. So this time they were flying the missiles with huge explosive heads on them, yes. They were flying into Tel Aviv, southern Tel Aviv, Jaffa, and some towns next door to Tel Aviv. So what we do at this, you know, we have about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. We've got some helmets because we don't have a shelter, an air raid shelter here. So we put on the helmets, we put some body armor on, and then we go under the staircase because that's the safest place to be when bombs are exploding nearby or on you. And then you have to stay about 10 minutes inside the shelter because ricochets and pieces of the missiles that are, thanks God, they're taken out by the Iron Dome. The missiles, the ricochets, I mean, what's left from the explosion of the missile, there, I'm just watching it on television. A big piece of chunk of this missile fell on a car. Luckily, there was nobody in the car, but they're showing it right now. And this was this hit a school in Tel Aviv. But let's go back to the 7th, the black, you know, the 7th of October. You know, Israel suffered its most brutal massacre, I would say, since the Holocaust. You know, that the atrocities were more barbaric than ISIS. Some people say, and I say, that they were more barbaric than the Nazis. Families were burnt alive. Children were executed in front of their parents. And parents were executed in front of their children. But this doesn't stop. But the crimes, they didn't end there. Hamas used rape and sexual violence as a weapon of war.
A lot of talk about that today.
Shocking.
They
mutilated young girls, women. They paraded them on onlookers. I mean, this was just so shocking. And what is unbelievable, that the silence, Doug, of international bodies who are supposedly defenders of women has been deafening. Zero. Where is all the Me Too and all that? Sorry, I don't want to use the foul language, but where were they? Where are they? Now that these girls are talking, and by the way, you know there are still over 100 hostages. Many of them are women and girls. You know why Hamas are not releasing them? Because they don't want them to speak. They don't want them to tell what they have gone through. They drugged them. By the way, the ones that they released, the children were drugged. Why were they drugged? So they will feel you're kind of calmer. And they had to wave back to the Hamas terrorists. They were under heavy sedation drugs. Mm-hmm. We are dealing here with the most dangerous terrorist organization.
You know what also is dangerous, Ari? What's going on in the news media? The people in the news media who are not news people, they're axe grinders, and people that don't like Netanyahu because of his political point of view are using that. This is all, we're back to the same old thing here, right versus left and conservative versus liberal, and because Netanyahu is who he is, politically, he doesn't get a fair shake. You know, there are some things that have been said, like you said at the beginning, I can't believe that they didn't know what was going on. Well, they knew what was going on. But Netanyahu used it to his political advantage to a point. But still, that doesn't change the atrocities that have been perpetrated on the Israeli people by Hamas. And even on their own, on the Palestinians. So, you know, it's good to get this point of view, but I think you make a good point. Where are the women's groups? They're all too busy being politically correct over here. I'm surprised there aren't more Israeli women that are saying more about this, frankly. They ought to be saying. The world ought to be saying.
You know, while you're talking, I'm watching television, and the pieces of shrapnel are...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two? It's the Candyman. The Candyman can. Candyman can. Posse mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. And take a rainbow.
All right, Chuck Curry is here. This is the Good Day program and movie moments with the theme from Willy Wonka, at least one of the songs. Candyman, Candyman can. All right, so Chucker, what's up with all of this excitement?
We got the new movie Wonka coming out December 15th, which is a prequel to the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Much to my surprise, the reviews are coming out very positive. Timothy Chalamet stars as Wonka from the director of the family movies Paddington 1 and 2. Has its own quirky tone like those films. That's what I read. I'm actually starting to look forward to this film. I was not up until some of these good reviews. But I think we need a good family movie during the Christmas season. Hopefully this fits the bill.
Yep, I agree with you. I noticed that the publicity is out already for the Oscars. They're going to put them on earlier in the time slot. They're going to start at 7 o'clock Eastern for the first time.
I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah. And the pre-show, you know, 6 o'clock, all the red carpet. This is a Sunday night thing, so it won't interfere with Monday through Friday broadcasting. They usually started at 8, which is 5 o'clock West Coast time, but because it goes so long, stretches into the 11 o'clock news, the local stations have said they got 200 or more stations that said, come on, this is screwing up our 11 o'clock news. Either cut the show or start it earlier. So,
I don't think they would have said that 20 years ago, though.
No, they wouldn't have. Not
no, either. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel's hosting, I think, for the fourth time. He's a safe pick. I think he does a good job. I mean, he's certainly a safe pick. You know, he's on the same network, ABC. That's probably why they, you know, partial to him. I mean, obviously, we spoke about this post-COVID. The awards, the Academy Awards in general doesn't have the same effect or resonance that it did, you know, many decades ago, simply because people are not watching the broadcast like they were. It used to be a cultural must-see event. It really isn't that anymore.
It isn't because the movies aren't that attractive.
True.
Frankly, the many of the movies nobody sees, nobody cares about. So, yeah, it makes nothing but sense. Anyway, Nicolas Cage is talking about his career. He thinks he's got three or four good movies left in him before he retires. I saw a trailer for a movie that he's in. He's bald. I don't know what that. I didn't pay much attention to it.
Yeah, the title off the top of my head, I don't remember, but it's getting some good reviews. He has a thing. The thing with Nicolas Cage is that he's done so many movies that have gone straight to DVD. You don't know if he's in a quality movie or not. And his career is one of the more interesting ones, certainly. I mean, he's done great work, especially in the early part of his career. He's done great work, but he's done so many movies that nobody has ever seen or probably will see, because he churns out one after the other. Why he did it, I mean, whether he had an income tax issue, he owed money.
Nobody's business.
Put money in real estate that went bad. So he was in debt for many decades. So he's just cranking out movies for a paycheck. But, you know, he sort of tarnished his legacy to a point. Having said that, he's still extremely well-respected in the industry and one of the most interesting, entertainers in terms of acting that the industry's seen in a very long time.
He's going to be turning 60.
Wow.
So that's interesting. But what he said was he may only make three or four more movies, but he wants to go onto the small screen. He wants to do something that is, he compared himself to Bryan Cranston and playing Walter White in Breaking Bad. He'd like to find a character like that.
That'd be cool, actually.
Yeah, that would be an interesting thing for him in his career. All right, Chucker, good job. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Chuck Curry. Here with Doug and Jay. Doug Steph and Jay Kirshner, 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.